Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
There's a lot going on in the world,
and we tell you about the important stuff.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Good morning. Thanks for listening. 7:23, sunshine, hot, dry today. High of 91. Braves beat the Red Sox 3-1 last night. What else is up, Kara?
You know, even the big stars aren't immune to Atlanta's craziness. Monday night, hip-hop artist Akon was the latest to have his luxury SUV stolen while he was pumping gas. He was over at the Quick Trip on Sydney Marcus, left his car running with the key fob in it, and you know what happened. Those slider crooks slipped right in, made off with his car, a $25,000 diamond necklace, a $6,500 Louis Vuitton bag, his iPhone, and his passport. Luckily, because his iPhone was in there, they were able to use that track my iPhone and find the car eventually, but his goods are gone. Atlanta Police Lieutenant Dorian Graham says this is a good reminder for everyone to take your keys.
Anytime you stop your vehicle and you leave your vehicle for just a split second, please turn your vehicle off and take your keys with you and secure your vehicle. We're having far too many vehicles stolen because we are leaving our vehicles running.
I sometimes fantasize when I'm pumping gas. I always put my key fob in my pocket, but I'll leave the car running. And I just sometimes fantasize that someone tries to get in my car and takes it, but the car won't move with because the key fob's in my pocket. I sometimes fantasize just standing there going, like, what are you going to do?
Why are you leaving your car running when you're pumping gas? Don't they tell you you're supposed to turn your car off to pump the gas?
That's an old wives' tale.
Why are you fantasizing about a carjacking?
Carjacking? No, they just get in and take it. And I'm like, what are you going to do? I got the keys.
That's,
you can't
that's
move.
That's a carjacking.
And I want to see them like get out and be like, I'm sorry. I'm like, all right, that's cool. Let's go get a roller.
This whole time, we're brushing over the craziest thing of this is how many hundreds of dollars did we spend on LoJack subscriptions when all we need is find my iPhone?
Right, yeah. You guys ready for a good feeling?
Yes.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
People are itching to get out and about again. So if you're trying to start making a list of places you want to go, I've got a good one for you. A local bar is being hailed as one of the best in America.
Ooh.
Esquire magazine listed Krog Street Market's Watchman's as one of 27 of the best bars in the U.S. Have y'all ever been over there?
I have not,
no.
Me neither. So what was the qualification? It had to be a place of community, a great escape, and a home away from home. They also noted that the Watchman's crafted drink menu and their representation is what made it stand out above the rest. It was the only place in Atlanta to make the list.
Smith's Old Bar didn't make the list?
Nope. This isn't 27 places in Atlanta. This is 27 places in America.
Yeah, I want the diviest, like, dirty Smith's Old Bar. Like, give me warm beer in a plastic cup and, like, some Steeler fans banging their heads against the wall watching a football game.
And beer pongs that have not been washed in 30 years.
That's the flavor, yeah.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Sure. All right. Other people's kids are the worst. I mean, they're the worst, especially Kara at the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Other people's kids at the pool are the worst. So I took Avery to the little neighborhood pool yesterday, and we're relaxing. We're having a good time. We're in our little flow like we've been doing for, I don't know, 7 years now. And a little 10-year-old and maybe his 12-year-old sister, there's a little volleyball thing, and they're bouncing a ball back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And this little kid is screaming at the top of his lungs the whole time. Take a listen.
Oh, come on! We're in water. That's not high. I can easily get it across.
It is the simplest thing ever.
Ben, I did. I'm such a hero.
You guys understand, this happened for like 45 minutes. This kid is just screaming, and the mom is sitting right next to me. So I'm like staring at her.
Like, okay, wait a minute.
Do something
He's
about this kid.
Having a good time.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like there's a whole bunch of other people at the pool.
And you're just
bothered.
That's worse that there's not a whole bunch of people to drown him out. There's like maybe eight people at the pool, and it's a big, you know, it's the big neighborhood pool.
He's a kid having fun
outside
playing a game. That sound that you just played was why I go to the pool, to hear children having fun and frolicking in the sunshine and just being alive.
It was migraine inducing. I guess that audio didn't do it justice then. it was like you're standing next to a drunk guy at a football game, and it's like it's third and two, and they've got to get a first down to win the game, except that play lasts for an hour, and that dude is drunk and screaming. You guys, screaming.
Right, but
screaming.
That guy is a drunk man. What you're describing here is a little kid. A kid.
They're the worst. And so the ball that they were using to plop over the volleyball net was actually Avery and I's little ball that we brought.
Oh,
we were playing
tracks.
With. We were going to stay at the pool for another hour, but I looked at Avery. I'm like, I can't deal with this anymore. We're getting out of here early.
You were just bothered.
Old man.
Yeah.
I have that ball.
You kids turned into the old man. Give me my ball
you
back.
You can't have fun outside at the
pool.
I
cannot believe I'm not getting any backup here, especially from you, Carol.
I know. Typically I would, but in that case, I don't know. I don't think it was that bad.
Should be a decibel level rule at the pool.
You whippersnappers better keep it down then. Get off my lawn.
I like everything you're saying, Ted.
The trend this summer will be out of control. It's as if millions of people have been released from jail at the same time, and they all have money.
Well, it's not even that everyone's going to go somewhere. It's also going to be like pent-up rage. Like when people get there, they're going to absolutely lose their minds.
The fatal error you can make is picking the wrong place.
True.
Right? Yeah. Not getting the faux doors or whatever it is and reading up on the place or asking around, just being like, well, that sounds nice. It has water, you know, or whatever. And then you go and you have a terrible time because it's just not a good place to visit. So can we help each other out here? What destination is on your do not travel list? You went there.
Do not travel
list. It was terrible.
Okay.
I'll never go back to Biloxi, Mississippi ever again.
Well, it's amazing that you went to Biloxi, Mississippi to begin with.
I stayed at the Flamingo Beach Inn with my boyfriend that was in the Air Force down there.
How old were you?
I was just 18.
Oh, God.
And it was one of the only places that would rent a room to a couple of teenagers. So this place was disgusting. I mean, completely atrocious. The fungus in the shower had fungus growing on it. And I'm totally shocked that I didn't come home with like an extra appendage growing out of my forehead.
If you were to take a black light to that room, Kara,
what percentage
of the room would have been glowing?
200%. I mean, I'm positive.
Any destination you visit as a young person ends up being a horrible destination because you do not have the funds to even put yourself in proper accommodations.
Man, it was terrible.
What is on your do not travel list? Don't go to this destination. 404-741-0985. Marcy in Atlanta.
On my do not travel list is Cozumel, Mexico. We went on a cruise, and that was one of the stops. We were trying to, like, keep walking, and there was, like, a standing statue guy. And we're like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then someone was like, yeah, I'll take a picture with your phone for you. And we're like, okay, cool. And the next thing we know, he's like, all right, that's $20. And we're like, what?
Ah.
And he's like, yeah. $20. And we're like, no. This is a free. Can I have my phone back? He's like, no, you got to pay us $20 to get your phone back. And we're like, okay.
I was at a tequila bar in Tijuana, Mexico, and a guy came up from behind me, did a little dance, poured a shot down my throat, and then charged me for the shot.
Wait a minute, that's not okay.
Yeah, it's not okay. Summer travel season is going to be incredible this year. People have cash, they are ready to party. They're, what did they say? They are vaxxed, waxed, and ready to party, right? But you can ruin a vacation and spend a lot of money and be miserable if you go to the wrong place. Mm-hmm, so we're asking, what's on your do not travel list? We have
Biloxi, Mississippi so far.
Oh, yeah.
Tijuana, Mexico. Cozumel, Mexico.
Yeah.
Most of Mexico. and Anyel and Lilburn, what's on your do not travel list? Where wouldn't you go?
I will not go back to Belize. We as well took a cruise. One of our destinations was Belize. My husband and I decided we wanted to be cheap and rent a scooter instead of taking one of the excursions.
Yeah.
My husband said not drive, so I drove the scooter. I kind of lost a little bit of the control of the scooter, so instead of trying to help me stop, he jumped off the back, which made it uneven on the scooter. So then I slid on the side of the ground.
No.
I messed up the side of the scooter. We drove back to the rental where we rented it from. They said it was going to cost $500 for them to fix it,
what?
Which we did not have. And they said that either we pay the $500 or they were going to put us in jail in Belize. So I started crying. So they held my husband's cell phone. I called my mom crying from the ship because I didn't have the extra $500.
Mm-hmm.
She wired me $500. We went back, gave the $500 to the rental company. They gave us our phone. We went to the ship, and I cried.
And was the scooter itself worth $500?
No, they said that the scratches on the side to fix it was $500. There's no way. They could have bust that out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Get some carnauba wax, right?
Carnauba wax.
Yeah. Anyel, are you sure it was Belize's fault that you decided to rent the scooter and not go with the rest of the group?
I'm still mad at my husband for jumping off the back. I mean, he could have helped me out a little bit. Yeah.
That's for our topic, the do not marry list. Marianne Conyers, where should we never go on vacation?
Tijuana, Mexico.
But there's
for
so
a
many
different reason than you, Ted.
Okay.
We almost got arrested because the cops pulled us over, hoping that because they pulled us over, we'll break them off something and then they'll leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept us for about 3 hours eventually. But what they didn't know was I'm not that person. I would stay for 5 hours because I'm not giving you a dime. I mean, they threatened taking us to court. They threatened making us pay 15,000 pesos. I mean, they threatened everything, hoping we would just give them something and then we go on our way, they go on their way.
Yeah.
Didn't happen.
When we were on our way into Tijuana, I mean, I have Tijuana stories from one visit that could go on. I was only there for an afternoon.
Same enough.
On the way into town, there was somebody had painted a donkey. They painted stripes on the donkey to make it look like a zebra. And you could have your picture taken with Pico, the zebra, which we thought was terrible. We were young college students in our Birkenstocks. We're like, that's cruelty to animals. Well, after some shots of tequila and some Dos Equis on the way out of town,
yes.
we gave the guy the money to take our picture. Now, we were with another couple, so it was one picture for $15 or two for $25. So we went with the two for $25. So
makes sense.
Instead of taking two photographs, the guy took our photograph. He developed the photograph in the back of his pickup truck. We followed him to the sunny side of the street where he pinned that first photo on some wire and took a picture of the picture.
No.
And that, my friends, is the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yes, indeed.
You are the greatest. We should have just made this phone topic. Like, tell us your Tijuana story and been
right.
Done.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my God.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Bianca, you're having problems with your husband.
Yeah. So my son, Ethan, has been working so hard in school. I mean, you know how hard the kids have had it lately.
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah.
right.
He was feeling a little bit of confidence and he wanted to try to enter the spelling bee and see how he'd do.
Ooh, that's a big deal. Yeah, it's a real big deal.
Yeah, he never does anything like that. So we worked on a lot of words and we did flashcards and he did amazing. He ended up getting fifth place.
Nice. Yeah,
pretty good.
Right, I know. I was so proud. But Ethan was a little sad because, you know, the first, second, and third place kids got trophies and he didn't.
Oh, that
can
be tough.
Everybody should get a trophy, don't you think?
Well, he worked so hard, and I wanted him to have something to remind him of what a good job he did and that hard work pays off and all that.
Okay.
So I went to the Benchmark Trophy in Atlanta, and I got one made, and it's
said, you know, congratulations on the elementary school spelling bee 2021. He was so excited when I gave him the trophy.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my husband, Perry, was not. He really doesn't like the whole participation trophy thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is the first thing Ethan really set his mind to, and he worked really hard, and my husband's furious at me now, and I need to ask for his forgiveness.
All right, Bianca, sit tight. We're going to call your husband and ask his forgiveness coming up in 10 minutes. Part two of Forgive and Forget next on B98.5.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Bianca had a hard time convincing her husband, Perry, that fifth place in the spelling bee was worthy of giving a trophy. So she went behind his back. She had a trophy made. And she's asked us to help ask forgiveness. Bianca, hang out here for a second. We're going to talk to your husband.
Hello.
Is this Perry?
Yep.
Hey, man, it's Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. And the reason we're calling is to congratulate you and your son, Ethan, for doing a great job. I guess he entered the elementary school spelling bee.
Yeah, he did. This is a radio.
Yes, right. We're just calling because when we hear about great things that happen in the community, we like to reach out, and we just wanted to congratulate you. You must be so proud.
Not really. He came in fifth place out of 30 kids, so you know, I wouldn't say that was like fantastic or anything.
Place isn't bad, Perry.
Yeah, that's still pretty good.
Probably worked real hard and
got a nice trophy for that fifth place win, right?
Yeah, right. You got a huge trophy for what? I mean, you know, there's first place, second place, third place. There's no fifth place trophies. He wants a trophy, in my opinion, he needs to earn it. So I took that trophy, I threw it in the trash, and I bought him a dictionary.
You threw it in the trash?
You threw that trophy in the trash? That was $200.
Wait. All right. First of all, Perry, that's your wife. She called us because she wants to ask forgiveness. It's a feature called Forgive and Forget. Number two, $200. You didn't tell us $200.
Yeah. It was huge. It was like six pillars, like almost as tall as he was.
Oh, my gosh. For fifth place?
Bianca, that's not a little over the top, you don't think?
He deserved it. He worked hard.
No, he didn't earn that trophy. He threw a fit and you had one made. Now he's going to learn that, you know, every time he throws a tantrum, he gets what he wants.
To be fair, fifth place out of 30 isn't anything. I mean, that's still, there were 24 people, if my math, I didn't ever want any math.
Fifth place is the fourth loser. If I went to my boss and I told him four of our competitors got the bid to wire the new Star Metals building in Midtown,
right,
he wouldn't give me a trophy. He'd tell me where to shove it.
Okay, Perry, you need to calm down. He's in the first grade, okay? It's not a big deal.
No, listen. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love the kid more than life itself. But I'm doing this because I love him. The sooner he realizes not everyone gets a trophy and you can do better, the sooner he's going to realize his full potential. Does that make sense?
Well, Perry, Bianca came on wanting to know if you'll be willing to forgive and forget this whole trophy mishap.
I know I can get a little aggressive, but I just see so much potential in my son. And, you know, giving him a trophy tells him, you know, oh, this is good enough. And I'm sorry. To me, number one is good enough.
Oh, so it's that if you're not first, you're last thing.
He is in the first grade. Let's slow down, Ricky Bobby.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Is there any reason a best friend says no to being her maid of honor? Jennifer's got a secret she can no longer keep, and she needs our help asking forgiveness tomorrow morning at 7 on Forgive and Forget.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Meredith in Fayetteville, good morning.
Good morning.
Could you kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Bye, Kara.
Bye, Meredith. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
So Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these five trivia questions. We'll bring Kara back in and ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money. Have you ever played this game before, Meredith?
No, but I listen almost every morning.
All right, here we go. This is your time. Question number one, K-pop boy band BTS going to release their own value meal at McDonald's today. What does the K in K-pop stand for?
Korean.
Number two, the voice of Sebastian from The Little Mermaid passed away yesterday. What type of sea creature was Sebastian?
A crab.
Number three, Alex Rodriguez has released his own line of makeup for men. Alex spent the majority of his career with what baseball team?
Braves.
Number four, a study shows we could have a fireworks shortage this year. July 4th is the biggest holiday for fireworks. What's the second?
New Year's Eve.
Number five, Matthew Perry is blaming his slurred speech during the Friends reunion show on emergency dental work. You think if that was true, he would have mentioned that he had emergency dental work, but he didn't. What's a scientific name for laughing gas?
Oh, man, I don't remember.
I do believe that he was connected to the laughing gas. I don't believe there was any surgery involved. Kara's coming back in.
All right, Meredith, you did well this morning in Fayetteville. You got three right with tough questions, so we'll see how Kara does. Three is the number.
Okay.
Same questions, Kara. Number one, K-pop boy band BTS going to release their own value meal at McDonald's today. What does the K in K-pop stand for?
Korean.
Yeah, that's what Meredith said, 1-1.
Number two, the voice of Sebastian for The Little Mermaid passed away yesterday. Oh. What type of sea creature was Sebastian?
He was a crab.
You got to kiss the girl. all right, that's what Meredith said. 2-2.
I just want to let everybody know, Sebastian, alive and well.
Right.
Just the voice. Number three, Alex Rodriguez was released or has released his own line of makeup for men. He was released from a relationship with Jennifer Lopez. Alex spent the majority of his career with what baseball team?
He was a Yankee.
Oh, Meredith said the Braves. Oh, all right, no. 3-2 is the score.
Number four, a study shows we could have a fireworks shortage this year. July 4th is the biggest holiday for fireworks. What's number two?
New Year's Eve?
Yeah, or as your pets call it, D-Day.
Right.
That's what Meredith said. It's 4-3.
Number five, Matthew Perry is blaming his slurred speech during the Friends reunion show on emergency dental work. What's the scientific name for laughing gas?
Oh, that's the nitrous.
Yeah, nitrous oxide is the right answer. Meredith didn't have one. All right, we got a final score this morning of 5-3. Meredith in Fayetteville, are you smarter than Kara?
Nope.
Kara, 1,034 wins and just 35 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Meredith.
That's all right.
No cash, but you do get those tickets to go see Teresa Caputo live. It's the Platinum Experience of the Sheraton on June 5th, the 7 o'clock show. Get your tickets to this limited capacity event at teresacaputo.com.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Have a great time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
If you wake up at a normal time, everything is fairly predictable. You walk out of your house, there's daylight, people are moving out and about. But when we get up at 4 a.m., it's a very dark and scary place.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell me, please, what this is? I recorded this morning at about 10 minutes after 4 a.m. And there are two of them. They're communicating from a distance.
It sounds like an owl.
Yeah, it sounds like two owls, obviously. Because so owls are at night, right? They're nocturnal animals.
Right.
And if it's happening around now, it technically means it's the later part of their day.
Uh-huh.
So husband owl came home late, drunk, hanging with his buddies.
Did you bring me a rabbit?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And she's upset because you stayed out again. You said you're going to be home at 2 a.m., which is a normal time. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, but the buddies wanted to hang out.
You think it's a domestic between two owls?
Oh, for sure.
100%.
See, because I thought it was a Yeti.
Oh.
Well,
Sasquatch.
Yeah.
I mean, we initially were like, oh, it's probably owls. And then my wife was like, that's no owl. That's some sort of a rabid
beast. There's some town
that
will pay you high dollar if you can find that Sasquatch.
Regardless of what it is,
irregardless is the proper nomenclature.
Sorry. Irregardless of what it is, Ted, it's coming for you.
Oh, without a doubt. And I mean, listen, I am meaty.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.